I'm Rod Bramblett, voice of the Auburn Tigers. You're listening to Sports Call on Tiger 93.9.
Welcome back into Sports Call on Tiger 93.9 FM, streaming online at sportscallauburn.com. J.J. Ryan and Tom inside our studios here on South College Street. Once again, all day today, paying tribute to Ryan Bramblett, the voice of the Auburn Tigers, one of our dear friends, and going to have some great guests join the program today, share some of their fine memories of Rod himself, and we'll go to our phone lines now, and one of those great guests now joins us, the former head coach of Auburn men's basketball and Rod's basketball color commentator, broadcast partner, Hall of Fame coach Sonny Smith. Coach, thank you so much for joining us here today.
My pleasure, gentlemen. How are you doing?
We're doing quite well, Coach. Let's start with this. When did you first meet Rod? What do you remember about your first interactions with Rod Bramblett?
I think my first interactions with him was when I was doing television for Comcast Sports South. And I would do TV games, and he would be here doing the radio games, and I would ask him questions. I think that was one of the first times that I met him. I think I met him when he was working at the radio station and Jim Fife was doing the color. Announcing. I think that's when I first met him. I didn't get to know him well then, and I got to know him after I was doing television and had to lean on him to find out about the Auburn players, that type of thing.
Coach, what do you remember about the first broadcast together with Rod? What was that experience like?
It was like a highly trained veteran working with a rookie that didn't know his rear end from a hole in the ground. That's kind of what it was. He was a pro. I mean, everything. His opening statements, for instance, to start a game, they would be about 3 minutes long, 2 to 3 minutes long, and they would paint a picture that made everybody sit up there and want to see that game. Like it was, they were seeing it off the radio.
Yes,
he was that good, and I knew that I had to be good to stay with him to make it work. After we had done one game, he said, "Sonny, you got to loosen up and be Sonny. You're trying to be a radio guy here. Just be Sonny," and that really helped me. You know, because that time I started joking and saying things that I shouldn't and making fun of the referees. And we both would get a big laugh out of it.
Yeah.
To the point that we became solid. We played off one another. Hope I didn't talk too long about that fella.
Oh, no, not at all. And you spent a lot of time working with him. Obviously, everybody that listened to games could hear the interactions with y'all when you were on the air. If you could talk a little bit about the Rod Bramblett that the radio listeners did not hear, the Rod Bramblett away from the microphone when you and two were just interacting away from the basketball game, no radio, just you and him hanging out. What were those interactions like?
He was very funny, you know, and
yeah.
And what you could do was you would jump him about something and he would come right back and get you going right back. He was really good at taking a blow and returning a blow, if you know what I'm saying. I get on him all the time, and he'd come right back and get me. We were riding to the games, especially like we had to drive to Columbus to get a plane all the way down there, and we'd bust each other, and we kind of kept doing that. Now, I'm so old, if you were to ask me to tell you some of those things, I really probably couldn't. But we had fun. Chuck Galena was one of the first who was with us, and he would write down everything we'd say. And the next thing we knew, we'd see it on Facebook or something like that. So we had to really kind of watch what we did. But we had fun. He was a fun guy. Most of the time when you met a Rod Bramblett, you say he's a very serious guy. Well, he was that when he needed to be serious. He was casual, nice, great family man off the way from the radio.
Sonny, going on road trips with Rod, I'm sure was very common and very interesting. What kind of road trip story do you have? Maybe a dinner outing or just a comment about an opposing opposing city. Just any kind of road trip story with Rod.
Well, we were in Boston one time. You know, they'd all get made fun of me because I couldn't go very far to restaurants. So what they would do, they'd pick out one and tell me it's like two blocks down here, and in Boston they made me walk a mile and a half to Cheers restaurant. I walked a mile and a half to Cheers restaurant. Just they wanted to see Cheers restaurant, and they wanted to bust me for not wanting to walk more than around a block. They did that a lot of times. Other restaurants they would do that, and they'd make fun if I picked the restaurant. They would blast me on everything on the menu, you know, and they'd really make fun of what they're doing because I'm one of those guys that eat all fried. I'm a fried guy, you know. So I'd take them where they didn't have any health food and they'd all get mad at me.
We're remembering the life of legendary Rod Bramlett, and we've got Coach Sonny Smith on with us today on Sports Call. Sonny, you know, obviously we didn't know that what was going to happened, but your last run with Rod is going to be to the Final Four. How special was it for you to watch this team go to the Final Four, and how special was it for you and Rod working as a team to watch this team make it to the Final Four for the first time ever in school history?
Well, if you would have seen the two of us just as the horn went off, not knowing now that foul had been called,
right?
We jumped up and screamed and hugged one another, and we looked down there, and a guy called a foul. And it just burst our balloon right there all of a sudden. But that the thing I'll always remember is we jumped up in the air. We thought we were in the Final Four. We thought we were there. And we thought we could win it. And the thing about it, I said Final Four, being the finals.
Right.
Went from a great deal of excitement down to madness. I called the referees everything you could think of on the air. And then I thought it was off the air, and I called them a bunch of crooks. I didn't want that to go across because they really weren't. But old Sonny, he was rolling mountain all the way right there.
Sonny Smith joining us here on Sports Calls. We continue to honor the life that Rod and his wife Paula lived. Coach, before we let you go, what will you miss most about Rod Bramblett?
I won't miss the radio because we were working at that, but I will miss the trips, the riding to his car to Columbus to catch an airplane, his riding to take us places to eat, the restaurants that we attended, and the fun that we had. I would miss the most of that. When we were on the radio, he was a pro all the way. There wasn't anything going to be missed with him. And so I had fun on the radio. I really did, and he made me relax, and that helped. But most of our fun is off the radio and gigging one another. We really always get after one another really bad.
Well, Coach Smith, we certainly do appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to chat with us here today, and we look forward to chatting with you down the line soon. Thank you again for doing this.
Thanks for having me on, fellas. Thank you very much.